What's up, everybody? This is Bear With Us. I am Matt. She is Leah. And I'm going to come right out of the gate. I need a debate settled. Because as the intro music was playing just now for our recording, Leah demands that I accept her notion that the sound of my name is Mott, not Matt.
It sounds like
song.
Mott and Leah, Mott and Leah, Mott and Leah.
I feel like you might need to get your ears checked.
I have terrible hearing. I have like 50% hearing loss in my left ear.
What?
Excuse me? You can't get me on that because I get you on that all the time.
Nice try, though.
Not up in here.
Not up in here, but you're well caffeinated. We've got a big show today. And I want to start things off now that we've had a minor debate to really.
That's like a good debate to kick things off.
It's not even really a debate. It's just how we hear things, and you're wrong.
What?
Anyway, I would just like to make this colossal announcement for the Bear With Us faithful.
This is huge.
This is massive. You don't even know what this is.
What
actually,
is
you do.
I
you
do
partook
know.
In it.
Yeah.
Ding dong, the panda bear is dead. 5 days in a row.
Oh, five days in a row. I was wondering where you're going to say yes.
I'm not going to delve any deeper. If you
but
know,
those...
you know.
No.
The panda bear, no mas. So
and
I'm.
Today the day is young. So, like, you never know.
I think you're setting us up for failure.
All right. Well.
Setting the bar way too high. When the bar is lowered, I clear it with flying colors. So that's that. I feel like they needed to know because the genesis of this entire podcast was us being stuck in quarantine and me putting my foot in my mouth.
Well, and also it's not like it's been like since you made that big announcement about the panda bear like back in, what was it, March? It's not like we've been waiting and now all of a sudden we hit the streak. It's like we killed that a long time ago.
Sure, but like, it was fresh on the top of my mind.
Sure.
Okay, let me have my moment in the sun.
Bask in it.
I am. I'm basking in the glow of our love
but
life.
But can we get on to like the other huge announcement that I thought you were about to make?
Sure.
We have a new sponsor.
Okay, I was letting you set
it's
me
huge.
Up for it. Yes, we do have a new sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. And this is doubly exciting, not only because it's another new sponsor for our podcast. This is something that we are generally fans of. During our quarantine, I went through this little phase where I decided to, you know, eat healthy and not die so young.
Which was so weird for me. He had this package that came in, and this was prior to them being a sponsor for us. And he was like, I got this this amazing cereal, this protein cereal. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? I'm the healthy one, not him. And then I tried it, and I was so obsessed with it. It's so amazing.
Because after 36 years on this planet, I still have the dietary desires of a six-year-old kid, and I would much rather eat a bowl of cereal than just about anything. Which is why Magic Spoon has become a staple in our kitchen of my diet, and I am
you
genuinely...
You even eat it with almond milk. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
That is huge.
I'm not half-assing anything. I'm using my whole ass. I have leaned in to the Magic Spoon lifestyle, and I recommend everybody listening right now, pause the podcast. It's that important. If you like cereal, and let's be honest, who doesn't?
If you don't, then get the hell out of America.
Wow, you took it somewhere that I was not expecting it to go. But yeah, if you're a fan of breakfast cereal, which we all are, Magic Spoon has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. You should do what I did. I ordered the variety pack that comes with the cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry flavors. They taste just as much like your favorites.
The fruity one is my favorite.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's honestly hard to pick one that I like the best because they all taste amazing. They're honestly too good to be true. Keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free.
Like what else can you ask for in a cereal?
I don't know about you, but I hate GMOs.
Yeah, they can get out of here.
Which is why Magic Spoon is my favorite cereal. And guess what? For everyone listening to the Bear With Us podcast, we've got a little treat for you. If you go to magicspoon.com/bearwithus, that's B-A-R-E, with us, grab a variety pack, try it out today, use our promo code, Bear With Us, at checkout, you get free shipping.
Come on now.
It was worth the shipping to begin with.
Yeah.
But now you get it for free just by using our code. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product. It's backed by a 100% happiness guarantee. You know what that means? If you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked.
Wow.
This is risk-free. I promise you it's going to change your life for the better. You can binge on breakfast cereal even at midnight, as I often do, because it is my favorite thing in the world. That's magicspoon.com/bearwithus. Use the code bearwithus for free shipping. I want to thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast.
Merci beaucoup, Magic Spoon.
Now that the business at hand has been handled.
I'm nervous for this one.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. I'm just a little nervous for it. It's pretty real. And
you
I
need
feel
to
like...
wake up. Not in like the grand scheme of life thing. I mean, you, yes, guzzle down your...
I'm awake. I don't know if you know this, but I'm awake.
That is it.
I'm just hungry now that we're talking about Magic Spoon cereal.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. As you gulp down your basic bitch a chino.
Except I ain't no basic bitch. I'm a boss bitch.
Oh, okay.
Get it right or pay the price.
Can we talk for a second before we delve into the subject at hand about your weird obsession with straw sizes?
Babe, okay, this is annoying. Get off my back, bro.
I'm not getting off your back.
Okay, I have this weird thing when it comes to like utensils when I'm eating dinner or eating cereal. I like using the small utensil. You know how they have like the big one and then the little one? I like the little one. I like a small spoon. I like a small fork. Maybe it's because I have small hands. I don't know. But when it comes to drinking my iced coffee, I like a small straw from Starbucks, not a big one. I like to put stevia in my iced drinks and then you like suck it up from the bottom of the straw. And if you have a big straw, you suck more of it up too quick. Does that make sense?
No, it really doesn't.
Come on. I bet there's someone out there that agrees.
Because the straws from Starbucks are all uniformly sized.
No, they are not.
Despite your theory that one is wider than the
other. This is wider. The big one's wider.
False.
You want to bet?
I would love someone to clarify
this. Okay, well, I'm going to clarify it, and then I'm going to stick it up your ass.
Wow.
And you tell me the difference
and
you
we've
feel.
Gone there right off the bat. You've changed. You're not the girl that I dated and fell in love with. You're a much worse version of yourself.
That is terrible because that's why I'm nervous for this episode. I'm worried that I've let myself go.
That's what we're talking
about.
You
don't love me anymore.
Well, that's
that.
Okay. So before we get the horse too far out of the barn, that's bullshit. Don't need to worry about that. Still love you very much. However, that is the subject matter for the week. That moment when you realize you're not going to try quite as hard for your partner.
Do you think we've reached that point?
With any relationship, no matter who it is, there evolves a comfort level.
Sure.
Obviously, most relationships, 9 times out of 10, disagree with me if I'm incorrect, you start by showing the best possible version of yourself your suitor slash potential partner.
You want to impress them. You want them to think you're like the cat's pajamas. That's what I at least wanted you to think when we first started hanging out. Right?
Sure.
I mean, I still want you to think that, but do you think that anymore? Or did you think that?
I definitely do, but our relationships also evolved past
you
that
initial. You keep saying
point.
Our relationships evolved. What the hell does that mean?
Nobody who's in any sort of relationship is like exactly in the same position they were at the beginning of it.
Right.
So we've grown together as people. There are things that I know and appreciate about you that I didn't.
Okay.
But that all takes time. My point is, what we're talking about today is as relationships progress or evolve, people generally start getting more comfortable, and maybe this is more of a physical appearance-wise episode.
No, I think it's more than just physical.
Okay.
Because imagine, like, I don't know, some of the shit I say to you today would not be like how I would speak to you in the beginning of a relationship. Some things I joke around about or things that I'm like, oh my gosh, will he judge me if I'm thinking this or say this? Like not necessarily something about you, but like my thoughts on something else, you know, another subject matter. Like maybe I wouldn't like let you know that I thought that way or felt that way in the very beginning of our relationship. Does that make sense? Like my views on things.
You gotta give me an example.
Or like, for example, trying to like, touch your butt all the time. I wouldn't do that in the very beginning of our relationship. I'd be like, hey, I'm Leah. I really think you're hot. Like, can I put my finger in your butt? Like, I wouldn't do that. in the beginning.
That's the example that you go to. When we're speaking about our growth as partners, as a couple, as a relationship, you think, now I can tell him I want to put my digits in his ass.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. It's not just physical.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that is physical, obviously, but I'm saying not just like appearance-wise.
Okay, well, I want to focus first on the appearance thing because I think this is one that everybody can relate to.
What are your go-tos when it comes to like when we first started hanging out and we're going on a date or something? What are your go-tos to make sure like, okay, I need to make sure I have my hair this way or dress it? Like, what's your thing that you make sure?
Well, in normal life, on a day-to-day basis, I'm a pretty simple guy. Like, my fashion is pretty simple.
Right.
I go all in for work when I'm going to be on camera, generally.
Right.
But kind of how I'm dressed now, like a t-shirt, shorts, jeans. I have like a bare minimum standard. And you can vouch for this because you always make fun of me that I hang out in jeans.
Right.
I don't ever feel like it's okay to look like a slob. Me at my base is like gym shorts and a cut-up t-shirt.
Yeah.
Which, as a dude, is fine.
Yeah.
I'd still rarely, if ever, leave the house in it.
Right.
Because I just kind of think like, okay, if I'm going to be around people, not that I'm out to impress anybody, I don't feel comfortable looking too comfortable.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
That makes sense.
So when I would be in your presence, and granted, we knew each other
professionally
prior, so you'd seen me at my best and worst. But yeah, I had to make sure that my hair was neat and that my beard is neat. And that I just don't look like a total slob. But I also am not the type that's going to put on like a polo shirt because we're going on a date.
Right. Or, please don't. I'm not a fan. I don't think I could picture you in a polo shirt.
Sure. I'm just saying I kind of stick to my parameters.
Right.
Like plain black t-shirt, plain white t-shirt, jeans, nice shoes, good to go. Right. That's kind of the extent of it.
Yeah.
I don't really vary too much beyond
that. I feel like you're someone who makes sure that you smell good.
I always make sure I smell good. That is a high priority all the time. Not just
we're going out. You always smell nice.
That's
I love it.
That's a thing that I don't know where I got that from, but I have this innate horror that I could smell bad. Now, I don't think I'm like a particularly smelly guy.
You don't ever stink. Yeah, you never have like a bad smell, even if it's like you haven't showered or you're sweating. Like even your sweat smells like sexiness.
Well, your view is skewed, but thank you. But yeah, when it comes to like the first date, I just kind of think like the higher end of the low end of my spectrum.
I don't think much has changed in your physical appearance since we've started dating.
I've lost weight thanks to Nutrition Solutions and Magic Spoon.
Like you said, you don't like going out looking like a slob, nor do you ever look like a slob. The only thing that I would say is you are very like particular about getting your beard lined up and like making sure like your hair's all cut and everything perfectly. To me, that's not something I notice on you. Like you think that you feel like you're like, oh, I just don't feel cute. To me, it's not like I don't think of it.
Right.
Like
but
something.
Much like a lot of women and other guys can attest to, if you don't feel like you look your best, you don't perform
your best.
You're not your best.
Totally.
I have gotten to a point where I'm lucky enough to have good barbers around and that's my little piece of heaven is sitting in a barber chair, getting my beard lined up, making sure my haircut's tight. I like that. That has nothing to do with impressing anybody or anybody else.
Feel.
It's how I feel my best when I look my best. And I can control that relatively easily. It's not impossible to go to a barber once a week or every week and a half.
What about me?
Well, what about you?
Okay, well, I guess for myself, when we first started hanging out, I never wanted you to see me without makeup. That's something that I've always been so insecure about my entire life because I have really bad dark circles under my eyes. I've had them since I was a child. Like my baby pictures, I came out of the womb tired with bags under my eyes. So to me, that's something I've had to like learn to be okay with. And I'm okay with it, but I feel like I would be nervous for you to see me without makeup. So I always made sure, you know, done up and hair done and all of that. And someone who has like extensions, I have to always make sure that my extensions are blended. Not that you probably even notice that, but to me, again, with the beard thing, going back to you, that's something that I was always like making sure that my hair is looking, you know, fresh.
So now that we've established we are two vain people.
Well, we're talking about looks, you said.
Well, sort of. At the start of things, the physical aspect.
Because that's what it's all about in the beginning of a relationship. You have to, be attracted to somebody, right?
Sure.
Physical attraction.
So at what point or was there a moment when you went, oh, okay, you know what? I feel like it's okay to not put myself together.
Well,
and I don't say that in a way like, okay, you're not put together. Even right now, you're wearing sweatpants and a tank top and a baseball cap.
But so what does that mean? I'm not put together, or I am?
Oh my God.
I'm asking you, like, would you consider this like a slob?
No, you don't look like a slob.
Like a slob.
But you're not done up. You're not
right. This is
TV
me.
Ready, as yeah. we would say, or you know, going out. Like when we go out and you have somebody come do your makeup. Like to me, that's awesome, but
that's not always. That's like a special occasion, like for my birthday, or we're out in Vegas and we're going to a show. Yeah, I want to look cute, but like to go grab dinner, I don't have someone come do my makeup.
Okay, we're nitpicking,
but I'm just saying, don't want to sound that bougie. I think for me, it was when we started like spending nights together. I'd wake up with you in the morning. Obviously, I can't have a full face of glam, so in the morning, I'd be like, oh my gosh,
did you do the thing like the girl in Bridesmaids did?
It's not me. It's Mrs. Iglesias. No, when she goes to the bathroom after, like, she hangs out with the guy for the night, she goes and does herself up in the mirror in the bathroom, and she comes back to bed, and he's like, "You look so beautiful in the morning." She's like, "Oh no, I just woke up." That's kind of what I feel like.
Can I just
in the beginning
tell you about the horror that I have experienced in the past? There was a particular relationship that I was in,
okay,
and not too deep into it, I woke up and rolled over to find that she did not have eyebrows.
Oh.
By choice, shaved them off.
And
I knew she drew them on, but they were always there.
Right.
And there is nothing more striking than rolling over and seeing someone who you found extremely attractive the night before and realizing you're basically in bed with Nosferatu.
Babe.
It was very jarring. I know, and it sounds shallow and terrible, but it's the truth because it threw me for a loop. Now, full disclosure, I didn't break it off. I didn't even really feel comfortable.
I hope not.
I didn't feel comfortable addressing it. Well, she shaved them. She shaved them so she could draw them on, which is, I guess, a somewhat common thing.
No, no, not a common thing.
All right. Well, it was a thing.
Okay.
That was what happened. I was shocked. And
she probably was too, but you couldn't tell because she didn't have eyebrows.
Yeah, it was very like, oh, okay, reevaluate the situation. All right, and got past it.
Right.
Didn't last too much longer for other reasons.
Yeah, no, that would weird me out. That's also like, so I think as women out there could relate to this. I mean, I have my boobs done now, just full disclosure, but before I got them done, you know, I had a very heavily padded bra, and it was like always so awkward when you meet a guy or whatever, and like you're going to bed, and then you take your bra off, and first of all, you put it on the floor, and it's like a thump, like a loud ass
like
thump,
cinder
it's like
block.
Boom, and then, you know, it's like, okay, this is me, like, hope you like it, because I was totally faking before. I don't really have boobs, so that was like something that I was always like worried about when I first started like dating someone.
So to that point, do you think there's any benefit to being overly honest from the get-go?
Definitely. Because then there's, like, nothing you need to keep up with. You know, you don't have to, like, try to, like, keep portraying this thing. Like, you can be like, hey, by the way, pat a bra on, or I don't know. That's kind of weird to say.
I think it'd be kind of weird if we're sitting there, like, eating lobster, and you're like, oh, hey, guess what? So, I've got a padded bra on. I'd be like, okay,
that would be so weird.
I don't know what that has to do with anything right
now.
I defer to the opposite side of things, where I think you definitely should always put your best foot forward to begin with.
Yeah.
With the realization, not everything is what it seems.
Right.
But you are seeing the best case scenario.
Right. This is me at my best.
Where it's like, okay, she is a knockout and she's great. And I love the thought of like walking into a room with her. She's beautiful. Realizing like, okay, you're not going to wake up in the morning looking like you do now, but like, I know I have that to lean on, basically. Like, I know where that's going. Does that make sense? Why are you looking at me like you're getting, like I'm talking myself into a hole?
Because you kind of are. Like, wow, you look so great, but you don't look like that in the morning. Let me tell you, you look like a piece of shit.
You are so
foot and mouth
hyper literal. No, you're taking things too literally. I'm saying, I think it's good.
You're
to
supposed
know.
To say like, babe, you look gorgeous in the morning without makeup. Like
you
look
do.
Beautiful.
You absolutely
so I
do.
Enjoy waking up next to you with no makeup.
But conversely, I feel that way about you. Let's be perfectly honest, because I love you and everything about you. where it's like, okay, I love you and I see you in a different way than I did when I first started dating you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, like I get it, but I still don't agree with it.
What are your thoughts?
Can't you find a woman attractive without makeup on?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking.
I literally am lost at what your point was that you were trying to make.
Maron. Okay, anyway, keep going. What else? I think you don't realize what you're saying.
I am saying from a general perspective, when two people start finding one another attractive and could potentially go on a date, maybe even have sex, you put your best foot forward.
Yes.
If things go well, then on the other half of the act, or as the relationship progresses, you are less inclined to hold people to that standard
yes.
of the best foot forward.
I'm literally on the same page as you when
then
it comes to that.
Then what the hell have you been arguing with me about for 20 minutes?
Because how do you not realize what I'm arguing? The fact, like, even if we first start dating and we don't necessarily have a connection. I mean, we did, so it's different. But my point is, can't you find a woman attractive without makeup?
Yes, you
okay,
can.
Okay, that's it. That's all I'm asking. Has nothing to do with the topic that we're arguing. I just want to know that. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, there are a lot of women that don't need makeup. I'm just saying you're trying to present yourself for...
Yes, and I'm with you, yes.
A date is an audition.
Right, and I agree. I like to get full glam. I like when we go out. I like to look good and all of that. All I was asking was, would you find me attractive if we didn't have a connection and I wasn't wearing makeup? That's what I'm asking you.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. That's it. That's all I'm asking.
So this whole 15-minute roundabout session has been to pander to your personal agenda.
Yes. But I asked you that at the beginning of the 15 minutes, and then you went on this whole thing about how you had to have a connection first.
I think it's impossible to say that because I don't look at you like an objective viewer
okay,
now.
Okay, and I get that.
That's my... God. It's like arguing with a wall.
Fuck you. Arguing with the wall.
Yes.
This is why I can't with you. Because it's Matt is right, Lee is an idiot. That's essentially what our arguments are, because you think you're the only one that has a way of thinking. And if anyone else thinks off the trail or the path that you're on, they're a fucking idiot. Send them to the moon.
No one said you were an idiot.
You said it's arguing with the wall.
Because you just spent all this time arguing with me with something that I wasn't even trying to take a stand for.
Let's stop arguing.
I'm not arguing.
You just said you're arguing with the wall. So then what are you doing?
I said it's like arguing with a wall.
Oh, so what is it then? If it's like arguing with the wall, but we're not arguing?
If you're arguing with a wall, it means you cannot win.
Oh, my God.
That's what that saying
What does
means.
It mean when you punch the wall? Is there something to that?
Are you threatening me?
Beyond the physical part, right? What else is there in a relationship that, like, when you start getting a little more comfortable, what are some of those walls that come down? Like, what do you think from your perspective?
Well, per our conversation several weeks back, the whole bodily function thing.
Sure.
Which to me still is not like a comfortable thing. Like, yeah, we know it happens, but I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it.
That's true.
That hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Despite being together for however long it's been. And it's not going to change. It's not like all of a sudden I'm going to go, oh, man, I think it's funny. I'm going to tell you about this thing that just went down. No, that's never going to happen. But I'm sure that a lot of people were like, oh, yeah, it's my girlfriend. Oh, she's my wife. I'm just going to fart all over the place.
Right.
Gross.
Yeah.
Not into that.
Cool.
So for those who are listening and may want to have this discussion, what would your advice be to someone who's in a relationship and about to breach this moment or has just done it and maybe feeling a little bit of shock value?
You can't just let yourself go. Once you let yourself go, like, that's why relationships end. That's why people cheat. That's why people do things where they're just not happy with the other person anymore. And no one's perfect, but at the same time, keep your shit together. You know,
I think you hit it,
let yourself go.
I think you hit it right on the head. There's definitely going to be a higher level of comfort as a relationship progresses. But if you let go of all of the things, obviously there are certain circumstances that can't be avoided. I mean, so don't take offense to this if you get painted with the wrong brush. I'm saying, generally speaking, if you let yourself go in any number of ways, whether it be your physical well-being or your just your attentiveness or how you treat one another. Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be the downfall of anything. And guys, I feel like we're probably to blame as much, if not more, than women, because I think a lot of guys just get comfortable and complacent. And you put on weight and you don't feel the need to look your best.
But not only with looks. I think it's like when you're courting a woman, like when you're trying to like get in a relationship with a girl, you say sweet things, you're sending texts, you're wanting to chat with them all the time and like, you know, talk to them about certain things. Or maybe you're sending them flowers or cute little notes or gifts. Or and it's not about big value in gifts, but just like little things like that you might do in the very beginning of a relationship. And that's all women want. All women want is to feel loved and appreciated. That's it. Like, so, like, if I'm cleaning the house and you're like, babe, thanks for doing the laundry. Like, just tell me, like, thank you. Like, the little things that you would maybe do in the beginning of a relationship, don't forget about those things. Because I feel like most of the time when relationships start getting rocky, it's because you start getting comfortable. You forget the things you did in the beginning. Because that's, I'm telling you right now, that's all women want is to feel loved and appreciated. Tell your girlfriend or your wife every single day you love them. Tell them they're beautiful and thank them for the shit they did. That's it. That's all you need to do.
And I think ultimately, if you look at your partner as a reflection of yourself, if you take care of yourself, I think you're more inclined for your partner to. I can say, personally speaking, with you and I, before you and I started living together, I ate what I wanted, when I wanted. I still kind of do from time to time, but I had the worst diet. I drank way too much beer. I worked and I sat at home. There was no physical activity beyond that, because we know I've retired from the gym altogether. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I was very stuck in my ways, and now we're going outdoors, and whether it just be for like a stupid walk or something, like I'm much more active because you are. And I think the key is you don't force it on me.
Right.
That to me is the biggest thing, because nothing is going to make me shut down quicker than somebody telling me what I need to do.
Oh, that's the worst.
I will just do the polar opposite just to spite you. I don't care if it's a good thing, if it's a beneficial thing for my life and my health. If you go, you really should start doing this. You eat like garbage. You should start doing this. I'm going to go, oh, cool. You want to see me eat 3 Big Macs?
Right.
I'll eat 4 today just to spite you. But doing it in a manner where it's like, hey, I'm doing this thing. Why don't you do it with me?
Yeah, do you want to do this with me? And if not, cool, because I'm going to do it either way.
Right.
So it's like, and I think that's something women, and I don't mean to like pigeonhole it just, oh, this is a woman thing, but like we nag, like women nag. And I feel like you can't make anyone do anything. Like I look at my mom and my dad, and my mom will be like, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. And my dad's like, you never like get off my back. But he does it anyway, right? That's like the way they do things. But I feel like if women would just stop trying to make their man do something that they don't want to do, then their relationship would be a lot better. Like, you don't have to, like, just let them be. You can't change anybody. The guy has to want to do something. There's a way to go about it. Like, hey, do you mind helping me with this? Or, hey, I did this. Do you think you could do that? Like, try to have a balance.
Right.
But there's no need to be like, you need to do this. Why don't you do that? No, 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 no. Like, oh, that drives me nuts.
Agreed. But I could also see from the other side that it could be really frustrating if you have a guy or a partner in any capacity that's active and does things and helpful around the house, and then over time they just kind of stop doing it.
Sure, I can see that too.
That could definitely be one of those changes that is not for the better.
Yeah.
But back to my original point is, look at your partner as a mirror for yourself. Is she taking care of herself? Then why am I not?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting a little fat and she's going to the gym every day. All right, well, maybe it's time to, you know, and again, if you're comfortable, if you're in love, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. I'm saying personally, if there's something about your partner that you're not in love with right away,
it's
look
only
at yourself.
Gonna, yeah.
And if you've done everything in your power to change, influence, alter that behavior, well, then maybe a conversation needs to be had. Well,
what do you think, baby?
Regarding?
Is it time for a little mailbox?
We might as well, because whatever conversation we had in mind at the beginning of this recording, who knows if it's even anywhere close to where
I think we really hit some good points.
We probably did. And if nothing else, the world will get to hear you audibly get pissed off at me in real time.
There's nothing. I mean, it's nothing they haven't seen before.
That's true.
Here's
don't
the mail,
the
it
song.
Never fails,
no,
it
stop.
Makes me want to wag my
Listen,
tail. When it comes,
guys,
I want to wag.
If your girlfriend insists on singing at inopportune times, that's not going to change. I've tried.
Papa, Can you hear me?
And that's not even good music. This is, what is this, Barbara Streisand?
It's a little Babs. Come on. Don't be a hater. If you don't like Barbara Streisand, I cannot be with you.
Cool. Deuces. I'm out.
You don't like Babs?
I just broke up with you on the air.
Barbara Streisand. She's an icon.
To who?
Everybody.
I couldn't name a Barbara Streisand song if you paid me right now.
Oh, my God. Whatever. All right. Here we go. Here's a question. A good one, I think. My boyfriend and I are having a difficult time with communication. We actually just had a huge fight because of it. I've had a rough past with my exes, so I tend to hold back my feelings or emotions, etc. Do y'all have any advice as to how to get myself out of this and be able to be open and honest about things with my boyfriend without feeling like I'm bothering or asking for too much? I feel like it is hard sometimes when you have certain things that happen in your past relationships. It's hard to let those things go. Mm-hmm. But when you're carrying those insecurities or problems over from your past relationship into your new one, that's only going to create problems that are not there.
It's like poison.
Yeah, it's like just
poison Mio in your water. It will slowly expand and poison your relationship. You have to start by not being afraid of being wrong.
That's like good.
Nobody's ever died just from being wrong when you have a conversation. And you have to work at how you deliver it. Delivery is everything. I can talk to you and tell you something that's not necessarily good news, or it could be a problem, something we need to discuss. But if I say, hey, babe, so I was wondering, and then I propose this situation or this scenario or this thing that's been bothering me, or when I know how, when you get upset, you go, okay, so hey, remember the other day when you did this thing? Then you lay it out for me, and every time, basically, to this point, we've gone, okay, cool, I'll try not to do that anymore, or we'll try not to let that happen again. Give it time, even if it needs to be 2 or 3 days, right, to let yourself calm down. If your partner pisses you off to the point where you're like, this is...
And you're like fuming.
Yes, I can't take... Don't have the discussion then.
Yeah, you have to calm down.
Simmer down. You may... Trust me, I can be a hothead where something pisses me off, and right then and there, I want to start a fight. I want to get into an argument. I want to handle this and, you know, prove myself right. Give it time. Give it a day. Give it an hour, whatever you need. Then have the discussion. And be present in the discussion. Don't just say your piece and then sit there and stare blankly at your partner
It's a 50-50.
It's a conversation.
Yeah, give and take. I want my problem to be resolved right away. If there's an issue, it's hard for me to like focus on other things because I'm like, we have to get this taken care of. But the problem's not going to go away. You can move on and focus on other things as hard as it might be. And then you have to think about how you're going to address it. If you don't take time to think about choosing your words properly, or like you said, you know, addressing it in a way that's calm, then you're screwed. Everything's just going to blow up. But if you take time to think about it, then you're not going to say something you don't mean, because that's like the worst part about fighting, when you say things that you might be thinking, but you're never going to say them out loud, and you don't necessarily mean that. But when you hear something that's like so like a dagger from the person you love, I'm swinging
samurai swords signed by Randy Jackson.
Like, it's hard to let those things go, because I would just always think those things in the back of my mind. If you said something that was such a dagger and mean and hateful, even if you didn't mean it, it would be hard for me to ever let that go.
Well, there you have it. Calm down, cool out, then have your conversation. Don't be afraid of being wrong. And who knows? You guys might be on the same page before you even realize it. You just have to have that conversation to realize it. I just summed that up very eloquently. I'm very proud of myself.
That was pretty good.
It was a synopsis.
It was a great synopsis.
What are you going to say? You're going to doubt me now. You're going to rain on my parade.
I was going to say you're my cute little nose rag.
Don't do this to me now.
We've been watching Married with Children, and some of the insults that they come up with are so hilarious and just like so cheesy and corny. Like, what was the other one?
Puss bomb.
Don't be a puss bomb, guys, okay? Just be a good partner. And, you know, don't let yourself go. Let it go. Let it go.
Speaking of letting it go, I think it's time to let this episode of Bear With Us go. If you haven't already, head over to magicspoon.com/bearwithus. Get yourself some free shipping on delicious, very healthy breakfast cereal. And head over to capocanya.com so you have nice beverages to enjoy while you're listening to this after your breakfast.
And while you're like on your little Twitter devices and your little phones and your computers, like maybe give us a 5-star rating and write a little review.
I don't understand the koala bear hands thing you're doing right now, like Alexis Rose.
I just think sometimes when I get in Alexis mode, I'm like, la 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 la. You're like an Alexis.
I'm going to simmer down, think things through, and have a conversation.
Bite me.
Bear with us. Ding dong, the panda bear is dead.